T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are an interesting baseball market, if nothing else. We are an interesting baseball market. So, Marlins opening pitch is about 40 minutes away. That's exciting. Panthers play tonight. That's exciting. I'm at the Amerant Bank Arena. Good coverage on the radio station today. I mentioned this earlier. I like it. You had Tobin and Leroy, Jay Figg out at Lone Depot Park. Get you ready for opening day. I'm out at the Amerant Bank Arena with Tree. Get you ready for a little Panthers hockey tonight, which you'll hear on this station. I did put in that parlay, just so everybody knows, and I'm thinking about betting the Nerfy too. But I might just bet a couple more little things as we get closer. And then, of course, I'll be betting the Panthers tonight. Haven't decided what, but I will be betting them because they need one. All right, you want to play some take me out to the ball games?
Yes.
Little opening day tradition, Solana.
Let's go, baby. I look forward.
You
want to
start with the cream of the crop? You want to start with the, you know, start with the big one?
I think there's a couple big ones, aren't there? I mean, there's like
three. For me, Ozzy Osbourne is the creme de la creme.
Okay, all right.
You know, like that. That, to me, that's a good way to get it started. Yeah. And again, if you don't listen to this show on the regular, I was trying to figure out the other day, too, are there any new listeners to this show? Or is everyone in on what we do? I hear from so many people all the time, you know, and it's like, you've gotten me through this difficult time. And, you know, people know my 10-year anniversary is coming up Monday. And it's like, I listened when you started doing this. Do you think that there's any new listeners to our show on AM radio in 2024?
I do.
You figure with all the advertising, you know, you'd get more.
Look at that. Tree taking a shot at Odyssey.
Oh, wow.
Not enough marketing for Tree.
Questionable.
Look at that.
I do. Hawk, I really do. I do believe there's constantly people tuning in that maybe listen to other shows, other markets.
On the AM dial.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
I always find that to be fascinating. Well, regardless, if you are a new listener and you don't know that we do this every year. So, Wrigley Field in Chicago, legendary, used to be Harry Carey, would sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame, their broadcaster, would sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame during the seventh inning stretch. And when Harry Carey passed away, they started this tradition of bringing in a celebrity to perform it during the seventh inning stretch. And most of the time it goes off without a hitch. Pretty easy song to sing. Doesn't take very long. You know, everybody, these celebrities, they got to get cutesy nowadays. You know, they can't just sing the song. They've got to make it all about them. And that's what happens sometimes. And then sometimes people just don't know the words or didn't prepare. They don't really know the traditions of it, which is what I think happened with Ozzy Osbourne. This is when he was like blown up because of the Osbournes, the show on MTV. this was like, you couldn't believe that Ozzy Osbourne, you know, was going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And, you know, if you know his career from Black Sabbath onto his solo career, he's not, you know, all there. And so this, for me, is my favorite. Imagine baseball diehards at Wrigley Field. It's one of the meccas of baseball. Baseball diehards at Wrigley Field. Here comes Ozzy Osbourne. His wife Sharon is up in the booth with him as well. He's, you know, English, so he's not even a baseball guy. He apparently didn't prepare, you know, the words. And this is what happened.
All right, Chicago. Let's. I want to hear a real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three. And let's go out to the border. Let's go out to the river. Take me in. I don't remember what I have to do. And I've grown out of the garden. And I've grown out of the garden. But if we do, please make sure I'm dead. Let's get some runs, guys.
Tree is crying. That is such a great rendition. There's a million reasons why that is such a great rendition. Somebody texts in, by the way, I started listening in mid-2023.
Yeah.
Somebody else texts in, new late 2023 on HD radio. I guess there are some new listeners, probably haven't heard this stuff before. That is just precious on so many levels, because when it starts, it takes you half a second to realize he doesn't know a single word, because he mumbles and it's not, it's so easy. It starts, take me out to the ball game. It's not the hardest first line in the world to remember. I love that. All right. There you go. Ozzy Osbourne. Now, this one, Scottie Pippen, obviously – Chicago legend Scottie Pippen, all the championships with the Bulls. So he gets there. I forget this one. Is he maybe a little bit inebriated, Solana?
That's definitely a way to put it, Hawk. I would say he is in an altered state of mind, certainly.
Might be in an altered state of mind. He gets to the point, you know, where it's like one, two, three strikes, you're out. He gets there. And he's not 100% certain that it goes one, two, three. So he kind of mumbles, there's a lot going on here. This is a possibly inebriated Scottie Pippen singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball.
Huh.
I don't care if I'm never come back, or it's root for the Cubbies. Yeah! They don't win, it's a shame. Why is one, two, three strikes, you're out. Ball game. Let's go, Cubbies!
There you go, Scottie Pippen. Brilliant.
Yeah!
I mean, he's a little out of it. He says, one, two, three, right. You know, he's like, I think I got it. This one, we've created our own story for, and I don't know if it's true or not. But I think we've created the perfect story, the backstory for this. So this is Mike Ditka's version. Now, Ditka is a Chicago legend as well, obviously. The 85 Bears are one of the most beloved teams in the history of Chicago sports. So Ditka is up there to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Here's what I envision. He is in a suite, and he has invited some of his friends. The Cubs have said, hey, will you sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame? He says, yeah, give me a suite. And he has brought some of his friends, and they're drinking whiskey and enjoying some baseball. And, you know, he's a man's man. He's got the hot dog, and, he's doing manly things at a baseball game with his friends. What I envision is that around the fifth inning, some intern from the Cubs walks into the suite and says, Mr. Ditka, let's get you to the press box. And he looks and he says, it's the fifth inning. We still got a couple innings left. Well, we want to make sure that we get you through the crowd, and we want to get you in, and we want to make sure we don't miss anything. And I think Ditka, again, I've completely made this up, but I think this is a very good possibility. So I think he kind of is like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm enjoying a baseball game with my friends. And they keep saying, come on, you got to go. And so now finally he's in the press box. Now, I think the seventh inning, top of the seventh inning, maybe goes a little while. There's a few hits. Maybe there's a pitching change. Now he's just standing there. This is what's going on in my head. I think he's standing there and he's stewing now because some guy took him out of his suite and said, you got to come now. And he ended up standing there for 45 minutes, which could happen. And so now it's his turn to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame. And he says, this is what you get for making me wait this long. And he just blazes through it, doesn't let the organist keep up with him. And he's just, there you go. And he slams the microphone down and he goes back to his suite. That's the way I picture this happening. I don't know if that's the case or not, but here is Mike Ditka.
A one and a two. And a three, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy nuts and grandeur jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run them for the whole team. If they don't win it, it's hey. One, two, three, smash it out at the old ball game.
And there you go. And he's gone. That's it. Now, this one... Somebody texted in. They've obviously listened to the show before. They said, hey, if you play Gloria Estefan, be careful. You might have another little baby boom going on here. Crowder and I have maintained there is nothing wrong with this performance. Gloria Estefan put on a flawless performance of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. And it is so sexy sounding. Her voice is so smooth that it's almost hard to grasp when you've listened to Ozzy Osbourne and Scottie Pippen and Mike Ditka how smooth and sultry Gloria Estefan's performance is. This is an absolutely flawless performance of Take Me Out to the Ball Game from Miami's own Gloria Estefan.
All right, fans, let me hear you. I picked a great night for a Cubs game. A one, a two. A three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, that shame, for it's one, two, three strikes, you're out of the all game.
She not have a great voice.
Let's get some more runs.
Wow, what a great voice. Now, here's Cookie Monster.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hello, Cub fans! Today, C is for Cubbies!
That's a good line to get the home crowd with you.
Hear ya, Gary. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and cracker jack. Me not care if me ever get back for its root.
Let's get some cookies at the end. Cookie Monster throwing it down.
Nailed it.
What a great opening day celebration this is. C is for Cubbies. I mean, that's a big lyric change. That's like when Taylor Swift changes a lyric for Travis Kelce. I mean, Cookie Monster saying C is for Cubbies? That's big news. He's a little gravelly voiced. So is Mr. T. This is a pretty good rendition. Mr. T, by the way, grew up in Chicago and also a Chicago legend. And I think my favorite part in this, he says, one, two, three strikes, you out. That's my favorite instead of you're out. Here's Mr. T.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear it. A one, a two, a three, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crack good jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two,
Three strikes you out at the all ball game. Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go!
I pity the fool who doesn't root for the Cubbies. Hey, didn't we have, I'm looking at the list here, there was a rapper, Warren G. Don't we have a Warren G version?
I think you're right, Hawk.
Because he's got to yell, because we always pointed out, he has to yell regulate, you know, regulators when he does anything. And then he had some, like, weird cadence when he performed it. We don't have the Warren G version?
No, I don't think we do.
That's in our Mount Rushmore of Take Me Out to the Ballgame performances.
Yeah. I got to look for it. Maybe it's in our old system. I'll double check here.
Because that one, that's one that I look forward to every year because he's got this weird vibe. He's got a very Warren G vibe when he's singing it. Because I'm looking on the list here, like Matt Nagy, is that any good? Do we know that was the Bears' former head coach? Is Matt Nagy, is that worth listening to?
It's short. I don't remember if it's worth listening to, but we can give it a shot here.
All right, fire it up.
Take me out to the ball.
Oh, wait, stop this one for a second. Stop this one for a second, because we can restart it. If I remember correctly, the reason that we would play the Matt Nagy version is that he says penis instead of peanuts.
Huh, that actually does bring back some memories.
I believe this went viral because he says penis, not peanuts. Here is former Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
Take me out to the ball. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some penis and crackers.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't care if I never get back for its room for the crowd. If we don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes her out at the old.
There you go, Matt Nagy. Yes, I am 100% convinced he said penis, not peanuts there. We'll try to get the Warren G version for sometime before 6 o'clock because I think that one is worth listening to. You can have the first pitch in the Marlins game, 10 after 4, so just over 20 minutes from now. You have the puck drop here in Sunrise, 7 o'clock tonight. You're going to hear the game on 560. Doug Plagans will join us. He's a big baseball fan, by the way. We can talk some opening day with him, but we'll talk some Panthers with Plagans in the 4 o'clock hour. Ed Jovanovsky is going to stop by in the 5 o'clock hour. Do you have the Warren G version
now?
Yeah,
we got the Warren G version.
You found it? Okay,
found
so this is the rapper Warren G, and everything that I said, right? He's got to yell regulators at the beginning because what's the point of having Warren G anywhere if he doesn't yell regulators? And then he's got a real weird, cool, you know, we talked yesterday about like Fergie kind of putting her own mark on the national anthem. Warren G kind of put his own mark on Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Here it is.
Cubby fans, mount up. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Take me to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Booing him.
Never come back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Let's get the run winner.
Mount up, not regulators that he has to yell because he's mount up. Yeah. That's a weird start to that song. He lost the crowd immediately by doing that. There you go. That's our celebration of opening day. We'll take me out to the ball game, get everybody in the mood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.